misunderstandings with your spouse? In other words, you got a little different view of life and you approach things differently than each other. And well, we got some help for you today. Next 30 minutes, we're gonna fix all your problems in your marriage. How's that sound? Or maybe one or two. Dr. Randy here. Yes, this is Intentional Living. And we're going to talk about a topic that is right up front when it comes to intentional living. And it's the fact that when you and I, in our marriage, communicate, most of us will communicate either because we're a head person from our head or from our heart, if we're a heart person, or from our hands, meaning let's get things done, a doer. Head, heart, hand. Thinkers, feelers, doers. This is a big deal, big deal. And we'd love to have you join in the discussion. I'll tell you what, we've got people who have shared, we've got dozens and dozens of stories from people who have just told us how this head, heart, hand thing impacts them and their marriage. I'm going to share some of them with you in a moment here. We'll get started with Vanessa in a moment. But we invite you to join in as well as you get a handle on what we're talking about. If you got a question, I'd like to help you. Maybe you want to join the discussion, what you've learned. We're live here on Intentional Living Center at 888-888-1717. Just a quick overview, head, heart, hand. Some of us tend to process life through our head. We're thinkers, we're analyzers. We want to figure things out. We object to words like always and never. When we're told by a heart person, you never listen to me, we're thinking, well, I listened to you yesterday. Hello? So you know who you are if you're a head person, because I'm one. And if you're a heart person like Jennifer over there, we could talk about anything and she's crying. The weather's going to rain today. Don't cry, Jennifer. The heart person, is that okay? All right. Heart person, you kind of process life through your heart. You're aware, you're sensitive, you pick up the feelings of others. You come to one of my conferences, you're in the room and you're picking up the emotions in the room between people. The head people are thinking, how many ceiling tiles are there and when do we get out of here, you know? And then we got the hand people, which is, let's just stop talking about it and get it done. You know, let's just do it. God said, do it, do it. And let's spend less time thinking or talking. That's what we're talking about today. You know, that is, we kind of laugh at it, but I'll tell you what, when you bring that into a family or a marriage, you can create a real problem. And you're welcome to join the discussion. 888-888-1717. Facebook friends, welcome to the, welcome to our center here today. Glad to have you on board. Let's get started. You ready? All right, Jennifer, let's get going. Let's start with Vanessa. I want to share some of the comments that have come in, people telling us how this has affected them. Take a listen.
Well, I think a lot of people in my family and in my friends, they all know that I'm a hand person, and they know that, like, once Vanessa's there, the problem will be solved. And so, you know, sometimes it creates a little bit of problem between me and my husband because he's like, oh, they always, you know, they know exactly what to do. They know exactly just to dial your phone number and you won't say no. Even if it's taking from our time or, you know, just whatever I'm doing, I'll just get up and go help whoever I need to go help right when I need to. Because I'm just so good at it. Lately, what I've been doing intentionally is just stopping myself before I jump into my car and just run off to go be the rescue ranger. I've just stopped myself and said, okay, if I go do this, how many more times am I going to have to?
Lots. Lots and lots and lots. Hand people, God bless you. Your to-do lists are like way long, you know, and you get half of them done, but you'll have tomorrow to do more, right? You know what? You take a hand person, put them into a married relationship, and they get a lot of things done. But what happens with a hand person in a marriage to a head person? Frustration. Stop thinking about it. Stop analyzing it. And let's do it. All right. You can join the discussion. 888-888-1717. We're talking about head, heart, hand. Let me give you a little biblical overview here, how this thing got all messed up. If you go back to the book of Genesis, everything was sort of perfect. Well, it was perfect up until the point Adam and Eve sinned. And you see the head, heart, and hand got messed up real fast. First of all, it was deception. Satan deceived Eve, and the thinking got messed up. Then the emotions got messed up. You hear them, you see in the scripture there, they hid from God. They felt ashamed, it says, right? They felt ashamed. And shame is can become an emotional reaction that creates problems in marriage. And then they went and hid themselves. They went and actually their hands got messed up. But in fact, if you look at the scripture, what was the What was the punishment that God said? He said to the woman, you will bear pain in childbirth, and you will desire your husband, it says. Isn't that interesting? Kind of an emotional reaction. You'll desire a relationship that may not be there. And to the man, it was, you're gonna work by the sweat of your brow, your hands, you're going to be worn out. And come on, guys. I mean, women now, too, because let's face it, it's an equal opportunity problem when it comes to head, heart, and hand in life today. But we see everything got messed up in the first couple chapters of Genesis, and we've lived with it ever since, creating this problem. Do you have issues with head, heart, and hand? Which one are you? Are you more of a head person, a heart person, hand person? How does it impact you, your life, your relationship? 888-888-1717 is my number. You're welcome to join us. I'd love to hear your story. Here's another one. Here's someone who left a comment about how this has created a problem in her life. Take a listen.
I'm a heart person. My husband's a head person, and I have a couple of issues that complicate being a heart person. What seems to happen is those two things magnify the impulsiveness, mm-hmm. emotional aspect, and then, he just has a hard time understanding that. He wants me to be rational and be organized and be able to do things as quickly as he can, because he can just organize in, you know, what would take me a week, he can do in 2 hours.
You know, isn't it interesting? I think God intended for us to be balanced in marriage. You get two head people in a marriage, and what can happen? You can just analyze yourself to death in your marriage. You're just constantly thinking. You get two heart people in a marriage, that creates another dynamic, right? You get two hand people in a marriage, get a lot of stuff done, busy, busy. But all of a sudden, you put a head person and a heart person and a head person and a heart person in a marriage. And the head person is thinking sometimes, oh man, it could be, immediately you're thinking it's the guy that's the head person and the woman's the heart. Not always. It can go either way. But the head person's thinking, they're so emotional. It's so ridiculous, the level of emotions. Because the very thing that attracted you before you got married can be the thing that become an issue later in life. Now, if my wife were here in the studio, and she may be listening, she would tell you two things that attracted her to me. One was she said this the other day. I played football. Did you know that I played football in high school? I played football in high school, and I had the jacket with the letter, the letter thing, the whole thing. She thought that was pretty cool. Of course, that faded after a while, right? The other thing was she could count on me. I'm stable. I'm a head person. Here's the problem. After a while, you get married, and you've been married for a while. The thing that attracted you can become an issue. You can become pretty boring. Everything's a head person, where you can be attracted to someone because they're a heart person. You appreciate their heart and their sensitivity. And then you've been married for 10 years, and you think, oh, man, everything's emotional, driving me nuts. And that's why it's important to be able to communicate and talk these things through. All right, head, heart, and hand, come and join us. Is this an issue? What have you learned? Are you a head person, heart person, hand person? 888-888-1717. Listen, what does the Bible say? Ephesians chapter 5, we are to submit to one another. And I believe God's intention is that we would grow in the areas where we're weak. Head people, we need to grow our hearts. Heart people, we need to grow our thinking. If that's an issue, and all of us need to grow our hands in terms of our behavior, doing that next right one thing. Come and join the discussion. Question, comment, what have you learned? 888-888-1717. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. I got more to share with you, more comments, and your calls on Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional Love. It's the key to opening up intimacy and closeness in your life and marriage.
What's the process to build an intentional marriage? The reality is there should be a great big sign across our foreheads on the day we get married that says, assembly required.
Join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
It's good to get some updated advice and information to help us with our marriage.
To grow closer in our relationship and just come away with some ideas and some techniques that we can use.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I want to invite you to the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, celebrating marriage and giving you the secrets to what intentional love can do to create intimacy, closeness, and unity in your marriage.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 20th at Jaxnez Church in Jackson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
And by the way, that's Jackson, Michigan. Jackson, Michigan. Hometown. Grew up there. Well, yeah, grew up there, got married there. And looking forward to being back April 20th, Thursday, 2 weeks from now, basically, at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. I really encourage you to come on out. Michigan, Friday night in Mount Pleasant is sold out, but Thursday night in Jackson, we have some seats. Love to have you come and be a part of it. Same event, both events, and I'm going to be talking about some of this head, heart, and hand. Here's what I believe. I believe that there's really, in this day and age, with all of the junk going on in the world, all the stress going on with raising kids, stress in our culture and finances and everything, you need a date night where you can focus on investing in your marriage. Here's my commitment to you. When you leave that night, you're going to be challenged with at least one thing that you can take away for yourself for the next 30 days that'll make a big difference in your marriage. We will see marriages transformed that night. And we'll see great marriages just have a good time and say, thank you, Lord, and a high five, and let's keep going. But don't miss out. And if you get done, you say, hey, this was a waste of time. You write to me or our team here, and we'll reimburse you. Everything goes into the ministry. We believe it's going to be a great night. Bring some couples. You want a mission or a ministry? Bring some other couples with you. Make it a night to invest in your marriage. Thursday, April 20, at the Jackson Nazarene or Jaxnez Church in Jackson, Michigan. Go to theintentionallife.com. Head, heart, hand is what we're talking about today. Jennifer, we were talking during the break. You're a heart person, right?
Yes.
You were saying your heart. Definitely. Heart and hand.
Yes, because I do like to get things done. I do have a list and I can focus on things, but I am very sensitive in just my personality.
Uh-huh.
And I have lots of feelings, and my husband sometimes laughs at me, whether we're watching a movie. He'll call it a Jennifer movie because I'm crying, you know. He's like, are we watching a Jennifer movie?
So you feel it, then you want to do it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard. I think sometimes he has a hard time understanding where I'm coming from. Sometimes he may say things and he doesn't realize that it might hurt my feelings.
No.
He doesn't think he is because he's not a heart person.
See, he's kind of a head person?
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking, analyzer.
He's definitely a head person. And, you know, sometimes things just come out and they're not, in my opinion, sensitive to me.
Yeah.
So I tell him, that hurt my feelings. You know, maybe you could have come at me with, you know, saying it this way instead. And he'll say, well, I don't know. You know, sometimes it's a little frustration, but sometimes I think now, because we've been married, we're going on 4 years, and I think he's kind of getting, you know, he's learning a bit more about the heart on my end, at least.
He's learning about you, yes. What you're saying.
Yes.
He's figuring it out.
Yeah.
And
likewise, because I used to think, you know, he was a little too insensitive.
Mm.
And sometimes when we talk and when it regards our children, I think we're a good balance because I'm able to explain, you know, well, maybe you could say this to the kids or maybe I could say this to my daughter. And I think it works a lot better than at first. At first it was difficult.
Yeah. It's a process. And, you know, in the world in which we live today, you know, I tell people in my conferences, man, you think about the brokenness that occurred. Here's what I think happened. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, when we have this fall of man, everything got shattered. I think before the fall, we had perfect head, perfect heart, perfect hands. In other words, there was a balance going on. That was the God's design. And when the fall occurred, everything got shattered. And I think some of us, frankly, now it's kind of like a balloon where you squeeze it and it's big over here and it's small over here. I think some of us got great big heads and little tiny hearts, you know, and maybe hands that are in balance. I don't know. But then other people, I think we hear and we see where they've got a small head. They feel it and they just jump in, or they just feel it and get frustrated. Mm-hmm. And that creates a problem.
It can create a problem too with work life or with friends, because sometimes at work, it's not personal, but you take it personal, maybe a little too personal. So that's something I have to work on at times. And so it's definitely a process, especially when you're recognizing that about yourself. So it was nice for me to learn about the head, heart, hand.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. In fact, we got some more comments coming in on our comment line. 888-888-1717. We're live in the studio. Love to have you join in. You got a comment, something you've learned or a question, go ahead and ask it. Play the one from George. I think he sort of relates how that can create a problem in marriage. Take a listen.
My wife is very much a heart person, and I'm very much a head person, tend to overanalyze things, but I swing back and forth. Sometimes I turn into a hands person and do things without thinking. So the advantage I think that my wife has gotten with the heart is that she has a lot of really good lifelong friends and very successful as a mother, very nurturing. My advantage in being the head guy is that I've been able to earn a good living, you know, using the head process. But the downside has been sometimes I'm too slow to pull a trigger.
I can relate to that. Those of us who are analyzers, and I am, I'm clearly a head person. I love to analyze. I love to see the numbers. I love knowing the facts. It's a little bizarre. I mean, some of you head people may relate to this, but, you know, I'm interested in things. When we go to events, I can say, and my wife chuckles, because we'll go to an event, and one of the questions I'm asking myself is, I wonder how many people they can put in this room. I mean, how many does it seat, you know? Other people may be not interested, but I'm interested in that. It looks like it's about 1,000, probably 1,000. Okay. Some of you are chuckling because you're married to someone like that, and you think that is absolutely ridiculous, right? But we are all different, that's for sure. All right. Jacqueline wants to join us live from New Mexico. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment. We're talking about head, heart, and hand, with the goal of all this to say at the end of the day, here's the key, here's the point. Understand that your spouse is different than you are. And it's not better or worse. So head people, don't look at maybe your spouse who's a heart person and think, that's absolutely ridiculous. I got to fix this person. What we need to do is understand that they see life, process life differently than we do. But I say to a heart person, at the same time, understand that maybe you're married to someone who's a head person. And that brings value to that relationship. Analyzing things, thinking about things. But as we move toward each other, head people need to get bigger hearts. Heart people need to get bigger heads, and we all need to get bigger hands in terms of doing the next right one thing. All right, let me go to Jacqueline in New Mexico. Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, good. What's your question or comment?
Okay, so when you first came on, I have no idea which one I was. I had to really think about it, and so I wanted your opinion on it. So I feel like maybe as a child, when I first started off, I was more of the heart. And so I have like some of those components, because I will get tear up when I hear other people's stories and, you know, see not good things happening to them. But then I joined the Marine Corps. Mm. And so that really taught me to be hands, I
get
think.
Get it done,
you just
right.
Get things done. Right. Yes. And then when I got out of the Marine Corps, then I went to college for psychiatry.
Oh.
And so now my sisters and everybody that know me is always like, stop psychoanalyzing everything. And I feel like I have a little component of all three.
I think you do. And I think that's a great balance. That's ultimately what we should do. I think one of the ways we can sort of analyze this, Jacqueline, is to say, we see something in the world that's unjust. We see something that's wrong. And I think a head person will will tend to think about it and then think of five solutions, what they would do to fix it, but they're not going to feel the pain or do much about it, if that's their primary and only way of seeing life. Where I think a heart person will tend to really feel the pain of what they're seeing, but may not act on it or really think about, you know, what are some things that could be done or how could I help the situation? And I think a hand person, I'm talking about, now remember, we're always all three of these to some extent, but a hand person will sometimes just jump in and say, okay, I can fix it and jump in without thinking or feeling maybe what's the best approach. And the balance that you talk about is when we see something, we think about it, we understand it, we feel it, and then we act on it. And I'll give you a great biblical example. My friend Nehemiah in the Old Testament was a head, heart, hand guy. He felt the pain of his people that were in captivity. He thought about it. He put a plan together, and then he acted on it. And his life was radically changed. So I see a Nehemiah as sort of a head, heart, hand example of how we're really to live. And so that's kind of how I look at it.
Okay. Yeah, that's really great insight. I can see parts over my time where I like focused with one or the other with what the details you were talking about. I'll work hard in the future on balance, making sure I balance in every situation.
Fantastic. So what do you do for a living now? What do you do?
I'm going to school for biology.
Good for you. Are you interested? Are you going into medicine? Is that what you want to go into?
No, actually, I want to work outside with the animals, like endangered species, sustainability.
Wow. Good for you. Well, there's an example. You feel it, you want to do it, and you want to learn how to do it well. That's head, heart, hand. That really is. All right. Well, great. Well, congratulations and the best to you, Jacqueline, and thank you for your past service in the military as well.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And listen, we take what Jacqueline just said and what I just talked about, we bring it into our marriage. You see a problem, you think about it. Man, you got to think about it. Feel it. And then figure out what's the next right one thing to do. That's the balance. You're welcome to join us. What do you think? Questions, comments? Or maybe just what you've learned. 888-888-1717 is my number. We're live. We're going to stay and record a program afterward here for later airing this week. You're welcome to be a part of it if you call. 888-888-1717. We've got a break, right? Let's do that. We'll be right back. When Stephen and I and Jennifer and the rest of the team are doing intentional living and we're taking calls over all of these years, I think I did the math the other day, and I've talked to about 50,000 people individually over the last lot of years. And I'd say 90% of the people that I've talked to, if I were to put them in a bucket, I'd say they were struggling with disunity and a lack of peace. There was disunity in their marriage, disunity in their minds, disunity with God. There was something going on in their life that was causing them not to experience peace. People don't call me to talk to me when everything is peaceful.
That's pretty true, isn't it? It's only when we got a problem.
Hey, this month the teaching is on how do you pursue peace? That's what I'm calling the lesson for our masterclass for our intentional living support family. Pursuing peace is the topic. And by the way, those of you this last week who joined in to become a part of the Intentional Living family, I want to say two things to you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm humbled by that. I really am. We're listener supported. The fact that you so generously got involved and signed up to be a part of us on a monthly basis, I say thank you. And secondly, let you know you'll start receiving these masterclass teachings and the other things that we discussed. So thank you so much for being a part of a ministry that's impacting people for Christ. 888-888-1717 is my phone number. If you want to know more about the ministry, go to theintentionallife.com. By the way, when you're at, that's the address to go to get tickets for the Jackson, Michigan Intentional Love Marriage Date Night coming up April 20, Thursday night, Jackson, Michigan at the Jack's Naz Church. Michigan, come.
Friday night sold out in Mount Pleasant, but I'd love to have you come to Jackson. Great place. Be a part of it. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you see the events icon, click on it, get those tickets, come on out. Bring some other couples with you. We're going to have a great time. All right. Today we've been talking about head, heart, and hand. And I'll be wrapping up here in just a minute. And we do invite you to call. We'll get you on. We're going to talk about this later in the week. I think this will be on Friday, right? On Friday, Monday, next week. Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion. The reason this is a big deal is because one of the things that I'm passionate about, we're going to talk about at the conference, is that we've been called to help people experience God's best for their life, health. Now, when I say health, I mean not just physical health, but really, we're talking marriage. How healthy is your marriage in the essential areas? How well are you doing in your faith with each other? How much health is there? How about in your communication? How about in parenting? How would you rate yourself on health when it comes to dealing with finance or your work balance in your life? And one of the things we know is that intentional living is not about perfection, but it's about learning the process of balancing our head, heart, and hand for God's glory and for our benefit, and then following the three-step process of intentional living. And at the conference coming up, I'm going to go through the three steps of intentional living that can revolutionize relationships. We're going to do it with a lot of fun, telling you some stories, some things I've learned in these years of counseling and working with people. I think you'll find it a very practical evening. So those of you that are all signed up already for Jackson or for Mount Pleasant in Michigan, and looking forward to meeting you and seeing you. We've got our resources there. We're going to have a fun night. But if you'd like to know more about that, last conference with some space available in Jackson, go to theintentionallife.com. Or if you want to call right now, I'd love to talk to you more about head, heart, and hand. You can be a part of the discussion. We're going to pick up here in just a moment as you call 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 to be a part of intentional living. Thank you, Jennifer, for being a part of the show today. Appreciate it. And Stephen, our executive producer, and then over there is Gino on Facebook. And to all of our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us. You can post your comments, tell us head, heart, and hand, one thing you've learned or one thing that's made a difference in applying that to your own life. We'd love to hear from you as well. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center, where we're committed to figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it every day. Have a good day. See you next time.